Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Orange County Library System, offering enriching programs and resources for seniors at 15 locations throughout the county, with hands-on workshops, expert-led seminars, and more. A complete list of programs is available at ocls.org/senior/events.
Reddit, the Epstein Files, and a new chapter in civic engagement. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. U.S. Representative Maxwell Frost of Orlando is a member of the House Oversight Committee, which is investigating the government's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Representative Frost's communications team used the social media and discussion platform Reddit, where users post content organized by topics and forums called subreddits, to ask for users to help identify specific documents that should be more closely examined. We'll hear from Frost's communication director on the strategy behind using crowdsourcing to gather information, and whether this approach is a one-off or something we could see more of in the future. That's ahead on The Wrap, the big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. A proposal to ask voters in November to eliminate homestead property taxes passed the Florida House, while the Senate continues to draft legislation expected to have less of an impact on local governments. The measure passed by the Republican-controlled House would fully eliminate non-school property taxes starting in 2027. The proposal, which would require approval by 60% of voters, does seek to prevent local funding cuts for law enforcement, firefighters, and other first responders. While cities and counties have raised concerns about potentially reducing funding for services, House Speaker Daniel Perez says the bill will save people money.
This may well be the most aggressive legislation ever passed by a legislative chamber on property taxes in the history of the United States.
House Democrats, including Representative Christine Hunchovsky, warn that property tax cuts will result in increased fees and potentially higher sales tax.
What this is a cost shift, because our communities cannot tolerate and cannot exist without ample funding for police and fire and emergency services.
The Senate has not released its property tax proposal, with just over 3 weeks remaining in the regular session. Prior to the House vote, Governor Ron DeSantis posted on X that he's been working with the Senate on a property tax proposal. The Volusia County Council on Tuesday voted down proposals to block its own utility from using recycled water for drinking, a practice known as potable reuse. As Central Florida Public Media's environment reporter Molly Durig explains, recycled water is wastewater that is recycled and treated to drinking water standards.
Studies show recycled water treated for drinking is safe to drink, but that doesn't mean everyone loves the idea. As Florida's water demands keep rising along with its population, the state says local governments will need to increasingly rely on alternative water supply strategies, like potable reuse, to meet the demand. But Volusia County Vice Chair Troy Kent said Tuesday he's not convinced there are water supply challenges to worry about.
You're not going to like this, many of you, but there's no water problem where we are. There's no water shortage issue that I'm convinced of at all.
The U.S. Drought Monitor currently shows all of Florida is under some kind of drought. County resident Gary Singleton says he doesn't want to drink recycled water, but that's beside the point. He says what the county really needs is a more nuanced discussion about how to manage its water supply.
Eliminating an alternative source that nobody wants is easy. Doing the right things to manage our most precious resource requires courage.
Council members ultimately voted 3-4 against two proposals to ban potable reuse. The Daytona Beach City Commission is also slated to hear an ordinance later Wednesday that would prohibit adding recycled water to the city's drinking water supply. Molly Durig, Central Florida Public Media.
An investigation into the failed 2024 crewed test flight of Boeing Starliner spacecraft highlighted multiple issues with the mission, including hardware failures and concerns with program leadership. While the vehicle successfully launched two NASA astronauts to the space station, a hardware issue prevented them from returning in Starliner. The report points to Starliner's thrusters failing during docking, reducing the crew's ability to steer and dock the spacecraft. It also identified concerns with leadership and how decisions were made by both Boeing and NASA. NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman says no astronauts will fly on Starliner until the issues have been resolved.
NASA will continue to work with Boeing, as we do all of our partners that are undertaking test flights. Sustained crew and cargo access to low Earth orbit will remain essential, and America benefits from competition and redundancy.
In a statement, Boeing says it will continue to work with NASA to prepare Starliner for future missions. The agency is calling the incident a Type A mishap, the highest classification of mission failure. These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. What's one of the most important things an astronaut needs in space? Well, some would argue it's a toilet. NASA has developed a new toilet for its upcoming Artemis missions, and it's a giant leap from the Apollo missions. A look at the history and future of the cosmic commode. That's this week on Are We There Yet? Get it wherever you get this podcast. U.S. Representative Maxwell Frost of Orlando is a member of the House Oversight Committee, which is investigating the government's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Members of Congress were allowed to go to the Department of Justice to review unredacted files tied to the convicted sex offender last week. Frost was given a two-hour appointment to go through the documents. The congressman posted a message online the day before to ask for users to help identify specific documents that should be more closely examined. Representative Frost's communication team used the social media and discussion platform Reddit, where users post content organized by topics in forms called subreddits. The Epstein subreddit got millions of views and significant engagement.
If you've sent something to the office, please keep sending things through. This is very helpful to us. A special shout out to the thousands on Reddit that responded to my post with specific documents and questions that need to be answered.
Ariana Oren is Maxwell Frost's communication director. She shared with Engage host Sharon Stone their strategy behind using crowdsourcing to gather information and whether this approach is a one-off or something we could see more of in the future.
About this strategy, when did you decide to use Reddit with the Epstein files? Why was that the right place to crowdsource information?
So I think for our office, we had a pretty tight window with turnaround when figuring out that Rep Frost could visit the DOJ. And we knew that he was going in for 2 hours. So for us, it was really important to find a quick and strategic method for him to be able to gather and sort of prioritize this information. Obviously, there are millions of files and still so many more to be released. But for us, we were kind of trying to think of a strategic way to get info. And, you know, typically for other offices and what we've done in the past, you'd have folks comment on social media or you'd have folks call into the office. But we noticed that there was a really, really heavy presence on Reddit. There was the R. Epstein subreddit, and there was a lot going on within the conversation of Epstein on Reddit alone. So we kind of sat down, we had a conversation with our chief of staff. We were thinking about ways that we could crowdsource information. And I think the reason why we wanted to crowdsource is just because we live in this digital media environment now, and it's a 24-hour news cycle, and there's so many new things. And not only that, but specifically that folks are really invested in what's happening with these files. And we had seen a couple of TikTok pages where folks were collecting data and they were sharing it with folks and like kind of releasing the files on their own. But we wanted like one location where they lived in the comments and we could just go through and we could dig and see what people were already collecting. So that was really kind of the mindset behind it. We knew that having it all in one location would be easy for us to sort of go through and to tag. And in our mind, we wanted to optimize Congressman Frost's time while he was there since it was such a short window. So sort of looking to the public to see what was of interest to them, I think, was the logic behind why we did it.
I'm thinking for our audience who doesn't know specifically what Reddit is, they just hear Reddit, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. What about Reddit made it different for you all that made it the ideal place for this public collaboration?
Rep Frost did also post an Instagram video, and we asked folks to leave comments there too. But the Reddit specifically, and why we chose to do Reddit, was because Reddit is sort of built into different communities. One of the things that I use Reddit for is, let's say I'm going to look for like a very niche and specific restaurant, and I want to know what folks are saying or if they had been there. Reddit for me is like a first stop before a Yelp or something like that, because the community sort of comes behind things that are good or things that are bad. In a similar vein to finding a restaurant with the R. Epstein subreddit, there's already a community that exists where people are talking about these things in length. And so to be able to sort of meet the people where they were was a really big thing for us. There's already, you know, millions of comments on the internet about where these files are, what are in them. And so this for us was like a one-stop shop to be able to meet people where they're already focused on like specific topic areas, where with like a Twitter or an Instagram, it's not necessarily as much of a subject-specific community. But for us, this community made it easy to reach the folks that were already sort of diving deep into the Epstein material.
You think it's more accurate for me to say hundreds of people engaged with your posts, or would you say thousands?
We actually had over 6.5 million views on the post. Basically, the function of Reddit is that it expands based on the number of comments. So within the Epstein subreddit, because there were so many comments on the post, Reddit pings that this will be something that's more interesting to the community at large. So it didn't only just live on the R Epstein subreddit. It also moved over to the R Popular Reddit page, which is essentially like a homepage where anyone who's scrolling on Reddit that day would also see this post. So it had a ton of volume. Obviously, there's a very large interest for folks to get the answers that they want on the Epstein files.
Did you anticipate that scale of response?
No, not at all. I think we've done Reddits in the past. I've been with this office for 2 months now, so I wasn't with the office when the previous Reddit threads were posted, but we've done an Ask Me Anything in the local Orlando Reddit, and that really got good volume, you know, where Rep Frost is able to sort of learn what is interesting to the community, maybe pieces of legislation or policy issues that people are focused on. So that has already sort of created a space where people were able to interact with our office. We had done it before and knew that it worked, like it was a way to crowdsource, but not by this means. We did not expect this. So it was great. I mean, the community really came together. They shared the links. They shared what was in them. So that also sort of helped our convention in being able to put all of this information together. We're only a full team of 9 in DC, and we only had about 24 hours to put this together. So because folks were leaving these comments, we were able to, you know, organize into clear categories, leave the list, the link, the data sets, the numbers, like the notes on each file, so that when Rep Frost was in there, he basically just had to type in like what we had put on this document for him. So it definitely a different approach, but we were amazed by the amount of people who sort of flocked to this page.
Representative Frost is the first Gen Z member of Congress. Do you see this crowdsourcing becoming more common among younger lawmakers?
I think for sure. We've had a few other offices reach out to us inquiring and asking, you know, what our feedback was and what we thought about it. An example of crowdsourcing would be call into our office and leave a note. And then for each of those, you have either an intern or staff assistant, like filling out forms and typing out things for each of these individuals that called, where with something like this, it was a list in one place with access to sort of the broadest possible set of insights. And that really gave us like leverage to tap into a collective effort that the community was already practicing.
That was Engage host Sharon Stone speaking with Ariana Warren, the communications director for Representative Maxwell Frost. That's it for the wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from news director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.